You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
Hey there, pet parents. This is Christy Vaughn, host of The Doggy Dish. And today's episode is all about dog-friendly fall time fun. We'll be right back after these messages from our sponsors.
We'll be right back, right after these messages. Stay tuned.
Do you know that moment when your dirty dog's about to jump in your nice, clean car? You can avoid all the cleanup and mess with a 4K9 seat cover. 4K9s makes heavy-duty seat covers and cargo liners that will blend seamlessly with the interior of your vehicle. You can find us at 4K9s.com, that's the number 4KNINES.com, or on Amazon.com. 4K9s makes nothing but the best for your best friend.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to The Doggy Dish on Pet Life Radio. I am so excited to talk about fall, aren't you? It's been a hot summer, and I know everyone is so ready to spend more time outside enjoying the crisp and cool air. So no matter where you live, you have fun, pet-friendly activities nearby, I promise. So you don't have to do a ton of research. I'm going to share with you some easy and fun activities to do this fall. And since we have listeners from all over the place, I'm including a few ideas from all over the country. Then, of course, we'll talk about dog-friendly snacks to pack. Does that sound good? Okay. So for fall activities, we have quite a few to choose from that are dog-friendly. What about pumpkin picking? Has everyone gone pumpkin picking before? I don't really think that I have officially in an actual pumpkin patch. I've gone to get a pumpkin, you know, from the store, but I'm actually going to try this year. So do you have any pumpkin patches near you? If you don't know of any, or if they're not around just yet, you can always check your local papers or online for a list of places where you can go and pick out your own pumpkin. And most likely, you might want to double check, but most likely well-behaved and leashed dogs are welcome to join you. So just be sure your pup doesn't run off with any pumpkins you didn't pay for. So if you have a thief, make sure you keep them close by. Now, another fun activity this fall is a canine costume contest. That's a tongue twister. Say that a couple times in a row. Now, who doesn't love dressed up dogs? I think we all do, right? Now, with the cooler weather and upcoming holidays, costumes are definitely in order. So stay tuned for our Halloween special, where we will share everything you need to know to put on the best dog-friendly party and costume contest. Now, tailgating is next on my list. Now, I know football's coming up, so we did a fun tailgating episode last year. And you know, football season is always a good time to get outdoors. And the first step to successful tailgating with man's best friend is to do some research and make a plan. Now, wherever you and your friends decide to set up will definitely need to be dog friendly, so keep that in mind. Also, make sure you check with the appropriate authorities to make sure that your pooch is welcome and that you won't be asked to leave. So you gotta make sure it's dog friendly first and foremost. Now, if you're tailgating at a college or professional sports venue, just make sure to check out their pet policy. Most likely, they'll say it's okay as long as your dog is leashed, but also check to see if they anticipate any loud noises such as fireworks. Now, you never know, especially with the start of a season, there might be some fireworks lined up. And of course, that's a big no-no, so just make sure you do your research. So if so, you'll want to make sure that you know ahead of time so you can make plans to take him or her home during this time. And as we all know, loud noises are really frightening to dogs' sensitive ears, and it can actually cause them to bolt if they get spooked. And the last thing you want to do is chase after your poor, scared pup in the middle of a large crowd. That sounds like my worst nightmare. So just be safe and do your research ahead of time. Also, just make sure your pup has the personality to handle being around so many people at once. If your dog is a people dog and has a large personality, he or she should be fine. If he or she is the shy type and is easily spooked by new people, just don't take the chance. You can certainly work up to it, but it needs to be a gradual process. And also make sure you let people know ahead of time that your dog will be joining the party. You'll want people to be aware and also know of any dietary restrictions and allergies. So politely let people know that your dog doesn't eat everything that will be served at the tailgate. And you can always offer to bring all of the dog-friendly snacks, or you can team up with other dog parents to bring goodies for the furry tailgaters. And we'll talk about snacks later that you can easily stick in your bag. Now, the next on my list is camping, or my version, glamping, is much more fun when you have furry companions tagging along. Just be sure to plan ahead of time if you decide to bring Fido along when you become one with nature. So whether you're planning to rough it in a tent, which is not my first choice, or under the stars, or if you decide to glam it up a bit and stay in a cozy cabin with all the amenities, which is my choice, preparation is key either way. So remember, dogs get into routines just like we do, and sometimes mixing up those routines can be a little bit scary, just like with people. So when you travel, be sure to bring their favorite bed, their favorite treats, any toys, their usual food, and definitely any medications or supplements that they may take every day. Being in a strange place may be a little bit scary, but at least they'll have their favorite stuff with them. And I think that goes for anybody. Now, I just found out about this Instagram account, and it's called Camping with Dogs. And it's actually at Camping with Dogs. And people share photos of camping and hiking with their dogs. I just found out about it and followed it. So check them out. It looks really neat. It's people from all over the place who love going outdoors with their dogs. And I thought that was really appropriate. And so it may give you some ideas, too, for your own excursions. Now, the next is hiking, which can go hand in hand with camping or glamping. And now dog-friendly trails are listed on a map if you go to bringfido.com. This website's great because you can actually look up any trails. So if you live on the East Coast, the Biltmore Estate is rated one of the top trails in the U.S. And the Biltmore Estate is pet friendly, which is so cool. Dogs are allowed to explore the grounds and roam, and they have over 250 acres of landscaped gardens. And Fido is welcome to join the humans at several restaurants. I just love that. So they're definitely rated number one on the East Coast. And if you're over on the West Coast, there's something called Runyon Canyon Park, and it's about 160 acres. And it's near Hollywood in the Hollywood Hills. So if you're listening from over there and you don't know about it already, definitely check it out. The park features 90 acres of off-leash dog park, and there's a bunch of different hiking trails that you can take your dog on. And so you don't need to keep your dog on a leash, but you definitely need to make sure you're responsible and clean up after him or her. Of course, that goes anywhere, I think. Now, Beaver Brook Trail is located in Colorado near Denver. And this trail is pretty strenuous, so if you're a newbie to hiking, you may not want to try this one out right away, but it's 3.6 miles, and it's on the south rim of Clear Creek Canyon. It'll take you about 3 hours to complete. So just a little side note, if your dog isn't used to hiking or being outdoors for that long, just make sure that you're prepared for that. If you have a bigger dog who loves to roam and can keep up with you, and if you've hiked before, this is probably perfect. Just think about how tired they're going to be and how tired you're going to be after a three-hour hike. But definitely get some energy out for sure. Now, I just returned from Seattle, and I had the opportunity to visit Marymore Off-Leash Dog Park. It's actually referred to as Doggy Disneyland. It's called this by the locals, and it's best known for its 40 acres of off-leash dog park. It's really cool, and I loved being there and seeing it, and I was just amazed by this park. So if you're in Seattle, you've most likely heard of it if you have dogs, but if not, your pup is begging you to go, I promise, and you will enjoy it just as much. Now, if you have an international trip planned, you can also browse the worldwide trails on bringfido.com. So if you're packing up the car or if you're flying to your next destination, you will always have a great place to look up trails nearby. Now, next on the list is outdoor dining. So do you have a favorite restaurant? Most likely you do. And if they have an outdoor dining space, most likely they allow pets. So sometimes they do welcome dogs to dine with you, and sometimes they even accommodate them, which is really nice. Now, some of my favorite outdoor dining spots even have a separate dog-friendly menu, which is really cool if you can find a place like that. But be sure to check with your favorite dining establishment before bringing your pup along. Okay, you don't want to be disappointed, and you certainly don't want to leave your pup in the car while you're eating. So just make sure you do your research. BringFido.com also has a great list of dog-friendly restaurants, and there's also PetFriendlyRestaurants.com that has a great list as well. And that can help you plan your dog-friendly dining experience. Now, one of them that I found, I have not been to, but Barking Dog Luncheonette in New York is actually one of the top-rated dog-friendly restaurants in the world. So those of you who are listening from New York, now you have your next activity planned. So you can sit outside when it cools off a little bit and enjoy this outdoor space with your dog. How cool is that? All right, so we're going to take just a quick break and be right back with some fun fall time recipes to take with you during your outdoor excursions with Fido.
Sit, stay. We'll be right back after a short pause. Well, four to be exact.
Amazing Pet Expos is coming to a city near you. Admission is always free, and your pet is welcome. Shopping, adoptions, free nail trims, discounted shots and microchipping, agility, a pet costume contest, and much more. Plus, meet the guys from Animal Planet's hit TV series Tank and Pit Boss. Online at AmazingPetExpos.com.
Bring your pets to the Pet Expo.
It's DesignerPetSweaters.com. Hand-knitted designer sweaters for your precious pup or cool cat. Beautiful couture patterns for your pets, including custom-knitted formal wear, casual wear, yachting, and even sports-themed. Many designer pet sweaters include feathered tammy hats, top hats, and a lot of sparkle. Each sweater includes leg loops, front paw sleeves, and leash opening. Visit DesignerPetSweaters.com to order your four-legged fashions today. Large or small, we fit them all. DesignerPetSweaters.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Doggy Dish on Pet Life Radio. Now, before the break, I shared some fun dog-friendly outdoor activities to enjoy this fall, including pumpkin picking, camping, or as I like to call it, glamping, hiking, tailgating, and also dining al fresco with your pup. All right, so if you're a cookie cutter addict like me, it's time to get those fall cutters out. Yes, I mean the leaves, the acorns, the little pumpkins, and even the squirrels. That's probably my favorite cookie cutter that I own is the squirrel. My dogs love chasing squirrels, so I love making them squirrel cookies. Okay, so the first recipe combines two of the best ingredients out there, pumpkin and peanut butter. Both will make your dogs drool. So pumpkin is great for regulating digestion, and dogs seem to love it. So the first one is actually pumpkin peanut butter treats. You'll need 2 cups of whole wheat flour, or of course, as I always say, a grain-free flour of your choice, 1/2 cup of pumpkin puree, or if you would like to make your own pumpkin puree and you're feeling really ambitious, you can always take 2 pounds of fresh pumpkin, which is in season right now and you'll be able to find it, and you can mash it up yourself. And then you actually have fresh pumpkin puree. So it's up to you. You can get the kind in the can. Just make sure it doesn't have anything added to it. You want to make sure it doesn't have any sugar or salt added to it. Just plain pumpkin, or you can make your own. It's up to you. You'll need 4 tablespoons of peanut butter, and I like to use the creamy kind, the all-natural kind. It tends to separate, so just make sure you are stirring it up before you use it. 4 tablespoons of water, 2 tablespoons of vegetable oil, and 1 teaspoon of cinnamon. Okay, so the cinnamon's going to make it smell really good and smell like fall. You'll need a baking tray. You'll need some parchment paper because it will get a little sticky, and also a mixing bowl. Now, you'll want to go ahead and preheat your oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit, and then go ahead and line the baking trays with that parchment paper. You're going to blend together the pumpkin, the peanut butter, the water, and the oil. Remember the wet ingredients first, and then you're going to stir in your dry ingredients, which are the flour and the cinnamon, and that will form a soft dough. Okay, so you can do this by hand, or you can do it in your mixer. It's up to you. Now, you're going to roll the dough into balls, or you're going to use your fun fall cookie cutters. I vote for the cookie cutters. But if you don't have cookie cutters, that's okay. You don't need them. You can actually roll them into balls, and they make cute little cookie balls. Place them on the baking sheet, and then you're going to bake for about 25 minutes or until they're hard and crisp. Now make sure you allow them to cool when you take them out, and then you can serve to your drooling dogs. You don't want to burn their mouths, so make sure you cool them on a wire rack, okay? Now, the next one is super easy. I mean, super duper easy, and you may already have all 3 ingredients. Yes, there's only 3 ingredients. That's it. You're going to go ahead and mix 16 ounces of plain Greek yogurt and a half a cup of peanut butter. Again, I like the creamy, all-natural kind. And you're going to mix those two with one chopped banana. And it can be a fairly ripe banana, not too ripe. Now, you can serve this right away or you can refrigerate it first. So you just mix the yogurt, the peanut butter, and the chopped banana together. And it's a really refreshing treat that can be served right away or you can serve it later. And most likely, you're going to want to share this treat with your pup because it is delicious, I promise you. Anything with banana and peanut butter. So next up, we have something a little different. It's cheddar apple cookies, and they are scrumptious. So we have 2 cups of whole wheat flour, or again, a grain-free flour of your choice, a half cup of old-fashioned oatmeal, 1/3 cup of shredded cheddar cheese, 1/4 cup of grated Parmesan cheese. You can see where we're going with this, with all the cheeses. 1/3 cup of unsweetened applesauce, so just the plain kind, not the cinnamon, not the especially sweetened kind. So unsweetened applesauce. And then 2 tablespoons of olive oil. Now you're going to preheat your oven again to 350 degrees. And then go ahead and line your baking sheet with parchment paper. So you can actually make this one and the first one we talked about together if you'd like. In a large mixing bowl, you're going to stir together all of the dry ingredients first. So you can do your flour, your oatmeal, and both the cheeses. And then you're going to add the wet ingredients after. So then that's your applesauce and your oil. So you're going to kind of fold that in. And again, you can do this by hand or you can do it in a stand mixer. It's completely up to you. Then you're going to gradually add in the 3 tablespoons of water to form a dough. Okay, so you're going to get a nice big ball of dough and then you're going to roll it out between 2 sheets of plastic wrap. Now, this helps because it's going to be sticky. So you use the plastic wrap to kind of help you roll it out with a rolling pin. And you want it to be about 1/4 inch thick. Now, once it's about 1/4 inch thick, you're going to remove the plastic wrap and then cut the dough with your favorite fall cookie cutters. And then you can always re-roll the scraps and continue cutting out your cookies. So you don't want to waste any dough. And if you don't want to make them all at once, that's okay. You can refrigerate the dough or you can actually freeze it and use it later. So it's not a big deal if you just want to make maybe half of them at a time. Or you can make them all at once and then we'll talk about storing them in just a second. Now you're going to bake these for 30 minutes or until the cookies are nicely browned and firm. Again, remember to allow them to cool and then go ahead and serve them. So cheese and applesauce, you can't get any tastier than that. So I think your dogs are going to love this. It's a little bit different than the peanut butter and the pumpkin, but it's still kind of has a fall feel to it with that applesauce. Now just a quick note about storing your homemade treats. Now, since we aren't using any yucky preservatives in our treats, it's always important to store them properly. And I would recommend storing all homemade cookies and treats in a sealed container inside the fridge. And they will keep for about 2 weeks if you store them properly. Or you can always freeze them and thaw for later. Or actually, some dogs prefer to eat them frozen. So think about that. You can always try it, maybe with like a small piece that's frozen and see how they like it. But I do know some dogs who actually prefer their treats frozen. So you can try that out if you want. All right, so how about some easy snacks to throw in your bag for your cool weather hike? We have lots of dog-friendly fruits and veggies out there that we've talked about on some of our previous shows. So you can always cut those up. I'm thinking like carrots and broccoli and even cauliflower, some cut up strawberries and blueberries and raspberries. You can put those into Ziploc baggies and throw them into your bag for during your hike. And the best part is you can snack on them too. So that's the easiest part is putting something in your bag that you can use and eat and your dogs can as well. Also, dehydrated fruits and veggies make for a really easy snack and they don't need to stay refrigerated. So if you're going to be out and about on that 3-hour hike and you don't want anything to spoil, you want to make sure it stays really fresh, you can keep dehydrated treats in your bag. And again, you can eat them and so can your dogs. Apples are really great to dehydrate and they're really easy to just slice up and stick either in the oven on a low heat or if you have a dehydrator, you can use that as well. And that's something for both you and your pups. All right, well, we are out of time, but I would like to thank our producers for making this show possible. I always love to hear from my listeners, so please send your comments and questions to Christy@PetLifeRadio.com, and that's Christy with an I at the end. You can also find The Doggy Dish on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Be sure to like us and follow us to keep up with the latest and greatest in healthy cooking for your furry kids. Thank you for listening to The Doggy Dish. Bye-bye for now.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.